Have you noticed the state of the 2016 campaign in 2015? It seems like they're really reaching for the crumbs these days.
Trump is the front runner in that Fox poll with 18%.
Senator Marco Rubio continues to come out on top in polls of likely Republican voters.
Hillary wins the millionaire vote 53-47.
Likely Republican voters in 2015, the millionaire vote, and then there's Trump. A new poll out this week from the Washington Post and ABC News puts Donald Trump on top again, 24% compared to 13% for Scott Walker of Wisconsin, 12% for Jeb Bush. Is there any way to discern what is going on with the electorate right now? Neil Beck, professor of politics at New York University, doesn't even have to think about that one. He says decidedly, no.
What's inaccurate, and A, it's not obvious they're inaccurate. That is, they're asking people right now in their home, who would you pick at this particular moment? And again, things like name recognition are very important. They're not people in a voting booth who are saying, oh, if somehow I could choose who was going to be nominated, I would choose Donald Trump, and Democrats are going to win the next election. And the same thing for Bernie Sanders. They're, again, not people, you know, so saying, I like Sanders, I have an expressive position. When, you know, push comes to shove, they will move back toward other more electable positions. And again, when push comes to shove, in the states that are in play, lots and lots and lots of ads. None of that has started. The campaign hasn't started.
And would you say that the sample size is smaller and the voters are particularly mercurial right now?
Well, so the sample size is, for the Republicans, I just looked at the most recent Fox News poll, it's 300 people. So again, if you were pulling balls out of an urn, you would take a bet that Trump is somewhere between 12 and 22%, again, at these 19-1 odds. That's the second. Okay, what are people going to do? What's going to happen when people start thinking about it as an election? What's going to happen when people start airing ads? What's going to happen? I mean, not just Jeb Bush, but Walker, Rubio, a whole bunch of other people. So this is a snapshot of what people are thinking right now. It's not a snapshot of what people are going to be doing in a primary election, in some cases, in almost a year.
But does the media attention itself direct the trends of the campaign? Does it have an impact? Do the polls and the attention that they get have an impact?
Well, there's a great debate as to whether the newspapers are guessing what their readers want or whether their readers are trying to following what the newspapers want. Yeah, so right now Trump is getting more attention both from the New York Times and also from Jon Stewart than he would have. My guess is, like Herman Cain and Huckabee, and they rose and they fell pretty quickly.
What about campaign donations?
Oh, so right now Bush has about $100 million in the bank, mostly from PACs and such, not his own campaign. Hillary's got about $60 million. Obviously, Trump has a lot of money.
But does the money follow the polls, or do they ignore the polls?
Again, I assume that most people who give a lot of money, and that's what we're talking about, have some set of interests that they sort of care about. Sometimes it's not just winning. So sometimes it's Israel or, you know, nuclear disarm, whatever. But I don't think they're particularly, you know, again, a candidate has to look viable. So if you're trying to figure out between Kasich and, whoever, at that Perry or whatever, you might say, well, okay, Kasich is, Perry's polling better or whatever. We'll put our money there. But those are all, second and third tier people.
So should we ignore the polls completely?
Yes.
Completely ignore them?
At this moment, yes.
And ignore the coverage?
I would say so. I would say a sane person should be thinking about the opening of the English Football League in a month.
And so ignore this segment?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we're the problem, right? So we talk about this stuff. And yeah.
Neil Beck, professor of politics at New York University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.